friends and neighbors, we are here today to pay tribute to the remains of a man who entertained us for many years. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We are here today to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
To Big Tex. Big Tex loved the children.
Yes, he did. He loved them so.
He loved adults. Man loved all races. He entertained us all the way up to his untimely combustion. For you see, he was pronounced dead by the Dallas Fire Department on October 19th at 10:32 a.m. His head caught fire around 10:15 this morning, quickly spread, and then burned him naked. I'm sure it will take many years for the children around Big Tex to forget the image of Big Tex bursting into flames. I'm sure it will also take many years to forget the image of him stomping in circles, screaming,
"My legs, my legs, Big Tex can't feel his legs."
What is it, Dan?
I love today.
The children will probably also have troubles forgetting the image of Big Tex running over and over into the Hall of State trying to put himself out. He was born in Cairns, Texas, a tower of a man, standing 52 feet over the state fair for 60 years.
60 years.
He watched over us, the state fair, an icon of the Lone Star State, proudly wore that star on his chest and knew what it meant. Praise God.
Amen.
A man to be cherished. A man to be honored. One day he welcomes us through the gates. The next, his dickies burn off in front of everybody. Can the organist start again? Yo. Now, considering he always tucked his jeans inside his boots, not really a surprise he burst into flames.
It's a good flavor.
Although our hearts are heavy, our faces stream with tears. But considering the part of Dallas he was in, it was fitting for him to go out in blackface. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's go, Dan.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, just go to RussMartin.com. That's right.